over again. Will I ever write you, send you a song, change it, reply to all the things I mean and need to say? Take out the words, hear only the melody. Focus on fear, that's the remedy to anything you'll ever want to be. Don't let your soul rise up to fade away. And when your memory comes storming back to me, you'll be a burning light for all of us to see. All of us to see. All of us to see.
That Devin wrote for a bassist, Gunn Park, who passed away from liver cancer a couple years ago in September. And I believe he wrote it after visiting with him in the hospital. And yeah, the song's just about him. And yeah, we always knew we wanted to dedicate the record for him, to him. And thought it was a nice title track as well. But yeah, the song and the record is for Gunn.
It's a beautiful tribute.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you're also an audio engineer.
Yeah.
Do you feel most in your element when you're recording or when you're on a stage performing?
Recording. Definitely in the studio. I find that's my creative outlet. You know, touring, it's fun. I love being on the road, but I wouldn't say I enjoy performing as much as being in the studio and really hammering out ideas. You just have so much time to fine tune a sound or a melody. And you can just be super creative because you have all the time in the world. But on stage, it's kind of, you're just in the moment. You don't really have time to think or necessarily process what's going on. But I like doing that. I like taking a bit of time and, hammering out an idea until everyone's happy with it.
I understand that you've done events for My Artist's Corner. Can you tell me about that program?
Sure. So they're part of the Canadian Mental Health Association. They do a lot of art therapy. You know, people who have severe mental health issues. They use, mostly painting, just to help them deal with trauma and get over that traumatic stress. So we did a fundraiser for them a couple of years ago and played at their yearly events. And yeah, they're a fantastic organization.
What's on the horizon for Echo Nebraska over the next few months? I'm sure you're going to be playing some shows in support of the new record.
Yeah, so we're currently on tour for the next couple of weeks, and we're heading back out on the road at the end of July for another 2 weeks, doing another one in Western Canada, and have some festivals sprinkled out throughout the summer. So that's what we're up to, just promoting a new album and touring it.
You have been touring quite extensively over the last couple of years, including stops at Breakout West and Canadian Music Week.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Sure, yeah. I guess for me personally, the one in Kitchener-Waterloo, where I grew up, just having my parents out there, that meant a lot to me. But there's quite a few shows on the tour. Toronto, that's where all my friends gravitated towards after high school, and my two brothers live there. So having them at the Toronto show was great. So those were really meaningful for me. There's a couple of other shows, like when we played Medicine Hat a couple of years ago at Eagle Jar Bar, which was just a fantastic house concert. It's in this three-car garage that they must have extended or something, because there's about 100 people in this garage, and it's just full of trinkets and flair. And just a ton to look at. It was just such a blast. So that really stood out to me as well. And I would say Ottawa last year at Rainbow Room, that was such a cool venue. And I thought it was one of our best shows of the tour. So that one stands out as well.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of upcoming tour dates?
Yeah, echonebraska.com, our website. All our shows are listed on there, and our Facebook page as well. We always post our shows to Songkick and Bands in Town, and local listings as well.
I'd like to take us out with your song Spellbound.
Sure.
What can you tell me about that one?
So that one, Devin co-wrote that one with Jeff. If I'm not mistaken, I think the verses in the song, Devin originally had that as the chorus. And Jeff told him, like, no, those are verses. We need a stronger chorus. So they totally reworked that song. I could be getting the story completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's it. We just started jamming it, and it had a bit more of a Oasis feel. We all felt like when we started jamming, it was more rocking than the song. It's almost like a lovely ballad when Devin just plays it on acoustic, and then we start jamming it out and added a lot of electric guitar to it. And I'm really happy with how that song came out.
Awesome, Andy. Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thank you.
When we're hopeless with love, it's all we think of. Will our hearts ever fade? We're made for each other. Let's live forever. Will our hearts ever fade? Let's keep turning pages and watch our faces change with every day. Yeah. think of. Will our hearts ever fade?